Scott, do you want to pray for us? Scott, you want to go ahead and pray for us? I'd like to call to order the Government Operations Committee meeting for this afternoon, March 31st at 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Our second speaker, Shaw.
Present.
And Chair Keane.
Present. Congressman Big Horse, could you please offer us a prayer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this afternoon, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a very humble manner, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we're losing an employee. We're kind of heartbroken over that, but we're thankful that she is flourishing and moving, you know, moving on to bigger things, and we're happy for her, and just ask that you bless her like that, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless all of our constituents out there, wherever they may be, dear God, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless our elders and our children, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Moving on, the approval of minutes. Please review for March 30th, which was yesterday.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes for March 30th, 2023 as presented. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on, item number five, the consideration of appointees. You should have the packet in your email. The first one up is Teresa Hazen for the election board.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
You know, Terry Hazen has served on the election board since 2010 in a good capacity. I don't have any questions or concerns with moving her forward. And when the committee is ready, I'll be happy to make a motion.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I move that candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Teresa Hazen is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There are none. Motion carries. Moving on for item number five, subsection number two, the consideration of appointee Shannon Lockett to the election board. I'll give the committee time to review the packet. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Pease Lockett, Shannon Lockett Pease, also has been a member of our election board since 2009. And I don't personally have any concerns or questions about her previous service, and I would happily, you know, vote for her to be reconfirmed also to continue her service to our people.
Thank you. The chair will entertain any motions at this time.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
I move that Shannon Pease Lockett is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Shannon Pease Lockett is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There are none. Motion carries. Moving on. Item number 5, subsection number 3. The next is the consideration of the appointee Michael Wellner. He serves on the Utility Authority Board. Please, committee, review the packet. Thank you.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. This is another candidate that, or appointee that has been serving for some time. When you look at his resume, I believe that it certainly supports the service on this board. And I will support and vote for Mr. Wellner's appointment, reappointment. So when the committee's ready, I'll be happy to make a motion.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
I move that Michael Wellner is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Michael Wellner is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on, chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Okay, I'll be bringing that report.
I said 10 minutes. We beat it by 2.
He says 10, you say 8.